today, though, recording this early. I'm like, yeah.
I still have the whole day. That's why I like waking up early.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like waking up early, but when I woke up today and I realized how early we were recording, I was like, whoa, I could do so many things. This is going to be great.
I told you I wake up at 8. Girl, I woke up at 7:20.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, so I went to the coffee shop and I talked to the owners for a little bit.
Well, at least I came back. To go and get coffee. That's nice.
Yeah, they're. I actually got a matcha this time because I'm scared to try some cafe's matcha because people don't know enough about matcha.
I understand that.
So when we're talking and like they're a married couple and the guy was like, oh no, I'm really particular about my matcha. We actually take a hit because of the matcha that I buy. It's like premium. And he's like premium grade and he talks about it. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Like it's hard for me to come across people that are owners that make good matcha.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll try one. They call it their Lucky Charm. And it's vanilla. It's matcha, vanilla, and lavender.
Oh.
It's really good.
You like it? Good.
It's really good.
Nice. You can go back and tell them.
The moment I got the cup, I was like, I can tell this is good matcha. Because if it's like a brown, green, you don't know what you're selling.
Yeah. Okay. We are back for another episode of Monthly Comebacks.
It's already March. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for March because it's my birthday month. I'm ready for y'all to pack in the heat. February was good. Actually, it was a lot of good music videos. Now that I'm thinking about it.
There were. And I feel like overall, too, there were just a lot more comebacks in February mm-hmm. to like choose from. Mm-hmm. So we had good criteria. It was
so
great.
I can't wait for there to be more in March.
Hopefully,
there's going to be some heavy hitters.
It's time for the spring comebacks.
It is.
But for now. But for now, we're reviewing February. So, shall we get right into it?
Yeah, let's start with your favoritest group ever.
Second favoritest group ever. But currently, since the other one is enlisted, favoritest group ever. No surprise, Gravity made the list with Love or Die and posted this on Instagram, but they did it for the alt rock pop kids of the early 2000s.
Oh, that's what they said.
2010. No, I did.
Oh.
I said that. I listened to the song and I was like, this sounds like everything I used to listen to in like middle school and high school.
Yeah, I could agree. That's probably why it wasn't like, it didn't hit me like that.
Yes.
But I think it's because, what is it? It wasn't the rock aspect where I was just like, ugh. I think it was the... There's some beat in there that's very middle school. Or like middle school, like Forever 21. Something is in that water where I'm like, yeah, this is reminiscent. I can see it. When you say it, I'm like, yeah, I can see that.
As soon as it started playing, I was just like...
Did you ascend? Mm. Were you like, oh.
Yes. I was like, wow, this feels very nostalgic.
I am ascending.
This
is perfect.
Like just that opening riff that they had.
That's where, yeah. I was like, I don't know about this, guys.
I just, it was nostalgia. I like blasted into the past. I was like, wow, I feel like a kid again. This is great.
It's funny because like the sound, the way the sound is, and the what you're looking at, completely different to me.
Yes. Yes,
it's
and
very
no,
moody.
Because, yeah, I was going to say visually, it's very moody. But then there are certain parts of the lyrics that are like a little moodier or on the moodier side.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely, I don't know, the way the track, like, it's very fast paced. And so I feel like because it's fast paced and it feels like it should be energetic, it doesn't visually match. But then you look at the lyrics and like the translation and it does match. And you're like, whoa.
What's that? What was that dance competition show called? Was that Street Fighter or something?
That's one of them. Yeah.
With it was a really big one.
It's probably Street Fighter then.
So I learned with Street Fighter that dancers pay attention. In Korea, they tend to pay attention to the lyrics other than the beat.
Yeah.
And like Americans focus on the beat.
And not the,
And not really the lyrics.
Yes.
So after learning that and you saying like, oh, the lyrics definitely convey something else than like the fast pace.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So I'm like, okay, it is what it is. That's just what they do.
Do you think that their choreography, because one of the points of this comeback as well that I really liked is the choreography. Do you think the choreography matches the beat or the lyrics more? Based off of like,
oh no, it's lyrics. You can tell when it's to me, you can tell when it's lyrics.
No, it definitely is the lyrics because they actually have a point in the choreography. I don't know if it's the point dance where they say like love or die and it like they do mm-hmm. this with their thumb and it looks like they're stabbing themselves like Romeo and Juliet.
If they had to keep up with this tempo, I don't know, guys. It's a fast tempo.
I would be totally impressed though if they did, especially
that's a lot of movement,
especially with
in
how
just like 10 seconds.
Just 10 seconds. Especially with how many, like, just how many schedules they've had. They've been going nonstop.
No, we're not doing that.
They've been going nonstop since like March of last year. Just with like tour, K-Con, schedules, comebacks. If they did all of that and then still managed to dance to this based on the beat, I would have been like, whoa, give them like a whole year long vacation.
It just makes more sense. It was good dance. It's just not, I don't tend to like a lot of Gravity. I don't think I really like Gravity music.
That's not
like
true.
That.
You like some of their upbeat stuff.
But maybe not I think it's just this one where I'm like,
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't hate Gravity. I've never said like,
I was going to say, I remember you liked, I think it was Groovy. You were like, it's really standard, pretty mainstream, but you still were like, this isn't bad. I think I'd have to go back, but.
I think I like one of their albums. Am I lying to myself?
I need you to listen to this album though, because it was.
Yeah, you told me to. It's on my listen.
It was very.
List.
It was very. I don't know. I do know. It's very like Monsta X Mini, like little brother. Like they're definitely channeling. They were like the Monsta's enlisted. We're gonna channel them.
which part of Monsta?
All of the parts. The versatile
like when they,
parts.
Like when. Okay. I understand.
The album was very versatile. I feel like there might be something on there that you really like. And to the listeners as well, I feel like if you go and listen to it, there's probably something on there for everybody. They had a darker song that kind of was very the boys, like dark Monsta X-esque that I'm obsessed with. And then they had a couple of like more alt rock songs. There's the title and then there's one more song. But that one was a little bit more like upbeat. And then they had some sweeter songs. So they had like a nice little mix.
A good mix.
I'm upset that it's not a full album.
We already talked about this and I don't think it's going to change until
I will
people
say,
start
though,
complaining that they want things slower.
I'm going to get into a fan call and complain. Taeyong, this was so good. Why was this not a full album? I will say, though, that the title song, only 2 minutes and 46 seconds, but the rest of the album, 3-minute marker. So I know that's been another complaint in K-pop is the songs aren't long enough. The rest of the songs, there's actually one song where I'm like, it should be over. And I looked at the time and I was like, it's not over for another this many seconds.
What?
I was like,
bring back 3 to 4 minute songs.
I agree.
Don't y'all want to be Beyonce? Don't y'all want to make like full length albums and tracks like Beyonce?
They should. Everyone should.
Everyone should want that.
Gravity did a pretty good job. And I liked the comeback. Not that Lacey didn't, but I definitely was.
It wasn't my thing. Yet.
I liked that they went with the, they like, there's a very big argument in Levity, the fandom. There's a very big argument on whether dark gravity or fresh gravity is better. And I like that they kind of mix the two.
Who cares? You can have both.
Yeah.
Why are we arguing, guys?
I don't know why we're arguing. I think both are great, but I like for this that they mixed it because, like, the song sounds really upbeat. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, like, focused and very, like, taut, and it just, it sweeps you up off your feet, and it never lets you go. Like, that beat just never ends until the end of the song. And then, like, visually, you get the dark aspect of it, and they all look really great. And I swear, at, like, the... Let me find the minute marker. There was a minute marker where Sarim came out and he had, like, the fur coat on. It was at, like, 33 seconds. He came out and he had, like, the fur.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? I freaked out. I was texting Ilya because Ilya, that's her bias, and he was originally my bias. I was, like, freaking out. I was like, Sarim? Having a whole mental breakdown. He did. And, like, it was the fur coat, and then his buttoned-up shirt was, like, half open. I was like...
Someone had a crop to top.
Minhee, yes.
Nice. I was like, oh, your stomach.
The boy, your stomach is just out. The boys did a music video reaction to their own music video, and literally all of them screamed with Minhee.
I mean, it was cropped.
It was cropped, yes.
But they made sure to put him front and center with, like, some of those dance moves. And
they,
I
was
like,
did. Okay. They had to make sure everybody saw. It was so funny, though. They all screamed when Minhee with his crop top came out. And I was like, mood. Everybody, that's relatable.
You got to hype people up. Like,
you guys are us.
Okay.
I thought it was a fun song, though. And it's definitely, like, it's... dark but light, I guess.
It's a transition to spring.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. It's a nice transition to spring.
So. Well, I guess we'll move on to the next song.
Okay.
And I don't know a lot about this group. And I wish they had a different name. But this next group is Young Posse with Young Posse Up. Which is crazy. I understand we want to be creative, but we have to be a little bit more intentful with naming because this is crazy. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Wild, you would name a group like this.
Were actually, before we hit record, we were actually trying to figure out if Young Posse is how you say it.
And I'm so glad it's not how I would say it or anyone else would say it in America.
But we looked at the Hangul. It is, in fact, Young Posse.
And they say it. Like, they say it throughout the song, which is very smart to let people know how to say the group name. Anyway, aside from that, they're on this list because it is so rare to come across a girl group where you have a track where everybody raps. And it's not just some cute rapping. Like, if it felt, I think with this track, it was very, I was very impressed.
I was too. And I like that they, even though each girl, because I don't know enough about this group either, mm-hmm. So I don't know, like, who is the designated rapper or if they're all, like, rappers. But I like that even though each girl's, like, flow and cadence was different, mm-hmm. and their voices were all different, you had them still keeping up with the beat in their own, like, style and their mm-hmm. own way. And so that made it very enjoyable because it didn't feel like there was any sort of lag with the song or, like, disconnect with the song.
And not only lag, but it didn't feel forced, at least to me, or corny, like, why did y'all make this person rap type of thing. Is it a track I love? Not really. It's too much happening in this track, and at least musically, aside from their rap, that is the part that comes off too hard to me, or like I just don't like this tune. And then I like the switch up that happens throughout this track, but it's just not a sound for me. I think it's been overdone, especially with, I don't know this dance move, but I know it's old. Is it the sturdy dance? It's not sturdy.
I know what move you're talking about. And it's really funny that you say that the sound has been overdone, because like that was one thing that really, like this track, I think one reason, it's not my favorite, but I did enjoy it and I did like it. And I think one of the reasons that it really stood out to me is because it reminded me, do you remember the girl group D-Unit?
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of D-Unit, like really just that sound. I was like, this feels very early D-Unit, like when they write, just debuted. And
I think that's what it sounds like musically, like for sure. I think if, I get why they picked it, because it's an up-tempo song and it showcases how they're able to rap with the fast cadence. So I get it. I liked it when the beat switched up with the rappers, the rap features in the track. I wish they were able to do that with the girls. they didn't even need those features, to be honest.
No, but it definitely brought attention to the track, because the only reason I clicked on it after they debuted with Macaroni and Cheese, and I was like, no, we're not doing this. I saw Verbal Gent, and I was like, okay, we'll give him one more shot. We'll give him one more shot.
And he's not even doing anything in this track. So mad.
Nah, but it's nice to hear his voice at the start. As soon as I heard his voice, I was like, that's Verbal Gin.
He's not a coward. They're probably like, this is all we have enough to pay you. Can you please? Can you please just say a couple lines in English? Please be the hype man on this track. And he was like, okay. I wanted him to rap, because what a wild song for you to be a feature on.
And not do anything.
It's just such a different, it's so different to me when I think of Verbal Gent.
Yeah.
So I was like, how are you about to be on this track? And it was like not what I wanted, so it's okay. Other than that, I just thought it was interesting. I just thought it was refreshing. I think that's what I'm getting at.
It definitely was. Group. Yeah.
I would like more. I can't wait for the day when, at least in the K-pop world, where you can be a rapper and you don't have to be super cutesy about it. Like, it can be more, they can go more hard. Like, you don't need this upbeat, preppy beat. Like, do something deeper.
Yeah.
So hopefully that, I just hope they keep pulling inspiration from like female rappers, from all over, and it gets them enough inspiration to do better tracks for female groups or whatever needs to be done.
I will say though that I agree, but I also think that the bright colors and like the fun styling and like the girly like styling was fun for this music video though. Because it very, like, just, like, going back to the whole D-Unit thing, it just was very reminiscent of, like, early.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't early bad. Hip-hop. It wasn't bad. It was definitely cutesy, but it was enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I'm just waiting for the day we have, like, girl groups like this, or we just have girl rappers, and it's enough of them to, I want to hear some deep tracks that are similar to like Meg, like some of those tracks that she produces that are that any female rapper really produces that's like powerful, or just expand on it more. There's a lot with rap there.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, because if I don't know what they just debuted, so I don't know what their company is wanting from them, but it'll be interesting to see if like hip hop is the direction that they're wanting to take them, because
hopefully they stick to some of it, because it has over 2 million views.
Well, and I was going to say, because if so, I would say that this is a step in the right direction. Like
I'm very impressed that they were all able to do that.
I am too.
It didn't come off as try hard. Like,
no.
I'm not going to name names, but there are a couple out there, even soloists, where I'm just like, it's a money grab.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it didn't. And wasn't my favorite track, but it was easy to listen to. Like, I didn't have to force myself to listen to it, and I did enjoy it.
Chaotic music video, if you want to watch it. There's a lot.
It's chaotic, and like when I say that too, I think more the song, the track, is more along the lines of like, do I seek it out to listen to it? No, but if it comes up on my playlist, am I going to skip it? And I use that example a lot, but like that's the main example. It's like, I'm not going to skip it if it comes up on shuffle.
I don't think I'm going to listen to it again. I don't think it's enough for me to stick around. It's just this repetitive beat I've heard too many times there. I'm just kind of like,
that's fair.
Let's move on for a little bit. We can move on for a little bit. I just don't want it right now. That's it.
Well, I guess that means we can move on.
Yeah.
On our song list as well.
And that's P1 Harmony with Killing It.
Killing It. As we have discovered through the last P1 Harmony songs that we've talked about, love them. But on our little list, Lacey put a star next to it.
I put a star next to it, guys.
She put a star, and I was like, oh my God, you liked the song? What? So I just wanted to put that out there.
I was shocked, too. I don't like whatever this sound is in the beginning of the song.
And which is so funny.
The entire song.
I was going to say, which is also funny because it's very reminiscent of their last title songs. And so that's one reason that I was surprised you liked this, because as soon as it started, I was like, Lazy's not going to like this song.
I didn't say I would play this again. I'm just saying I'm surprised I liked what I liked. Would I play it again? I don't know, guys. That sound is so... And it sucks because it's in the chorus. That's just how I feel. And everything else is like good. There are parts of the song where I'm like, this is nice.
See, it's so funny because that like sound and hearing that sound in some of their other title tracks or like something reminiscent of it, I think that's what really makes me like them, is because they come off as like, she's lazy, she's just shaking her head. It's so funny. It's like, I'm so done with this.
If you can see my face, it's just like, I took a shot and I just didn't want to, but I had to.
I don't like the taste. I like that they come off though as kind of like experimental grungy. Like that sound feels very grungy to me, but
it feels still, grungy.
It feels grungy, but it also feels like playful and energetic.
I don't know about grungy.
It's just like their attempt at trying to come off as like a little
rough,
yeah. While still keeping, because they have a very experimental sound, I would say.
Yeah. I just don't like the sound. I'd never like a sound like this. It's it's one of those sounds that reminds me of, hey, I'm an up-and-coming producer. This is my one track I made this one time in the studio. And I guess it's triggering to me because, I don't know, I'm from Atlanta. I grew up in there putting CDs on people's cars. And I listened to them. There's only a few that I actually really liked. I just don't like that sound. Anyway, visually, this was great.
This music very, video was so
very
great.
Fun music video. Everyone's hair is popping. Whoever styled them for this, y'all did a great job. Y'all were in your bag for this.
I agree.
Because everyone looks really good. The red hair, the swoop backs, the, I don't know what cut that is, the buzz cut, whatever you want to call it. Everyone looked great. And the editing was really, I just loved it. My favorite part was the iPhone note. And then they just start dancing. They put in a, I think they put in a member. And then they just start dancing.
I was going to say, that's my favorite part too. I was trying to find it to make sure. But yes, the iPhone where it was like,
so clever.
They were in one outfit and then it popped up showing them all in another.
Yeah.
Like in the suits. And then they like switched out a member. That was really fun. Mm-hmm.
And I think P1 Harmony as a group outside of music, they're really funny to me. Or like endearing. I see they always pop up on my yeah, they always pop up on my TikTok. And I don't know if it's Camilla that sends them, but somebody sends them to me. And I always end up, I just watch them.
I'm glad because they are very funny. And Kiho, I would say, is the funniest. He's got the American sense of humor because he's from
Canada. He like, weren't they doing playing a game with like kids or something recently? That was on my TikTok. He was dogging those kids. I was like, oh my God. He was dogging them. I was like, they're kids. But I get the competitiveness. It was a game. It's very, what is your sign, actually?
He is a Libra.
Oh, I don't know enough about Libras to say anything.
And I'm kind of a weird case of Libra-ness.
I would have been like, I get it if you were at Aries. Because it's, are y'all competitive? Yeah. Let us know.
I usually am, but I was also raised by an Aries. So I think it shows
Kiho
more.
He was ready to win no matter what it took. If I was that little girl, I probably would have cried. I'm thinking about my little self. It's already my feelings. She was taking the heat well. She was shooting shots back. Like, it was really funny to me.
We're going to have to find this video and see what you talked about. But this sounds exactly like them.
I can't remember line from line, but at one point he was like, y'all need to get it together. He's hilarious. And it is, that's what you said. It's the American humor. That's why he's like.
Well, and like, he's Canadian, mm-hmm. but it's like. North America sense of humor,
right?
Like it is American humor.
He's really funny.
He's super.
I could banter with a guy like that and know that he won't get offended. So
I will also say I really liked the album. For the listeners,
is it like this?
Yes and no. Each track was really different. It's like another case of Gravity. Each track was really different and distinct, but they all like connected really well. And so I liked it, and it just really, like, going into the B-sides just really showcases they do have an experimental sound, but they are a group that kind of like NCT, they make it really work. Like, they know. They have an experimental sound, but I feel like they know what their core personality for these sounds are. And so that is one reason that I've really just enjoyed P1 Harmony so much, especially their last like four comebacks. They've all been very, very like super catchy, at least for me. Like, I know they have the sounds that you don't like, but they've all been very catchy. And it's like they figured out like this is what we are. Now let's experiment with that.
Okay.
So, but I liked the album as well. There were some different tracks on there. It was a nice
I'll have
mix.
To try. I'm determined. I'm always determined to like at least one track from a group.
Well, I'm proud enough that you starred this and liked it enough. Like, that's
more visuals
that's
like
crazy.
This, more creativity like this, please.
The music video was just so fun.
It was. It was really fun. I hope they had fun.
I hope they had fun, too. It was so crazy.
Well, we're going from crazy to crazier with 10 and Nightwalker.
Oh, yeah. I was like, crazier? What's next on the list?
And man, this was crazy. Can I just say 10 can dance. That guy is talented.
He can dance.
I ate this up. I ate this music video up. It was so, it was giving a Death Note, because I don't know, were you acting like L? Very strange. But then you're transforming into what? A Nightwalker?
Yeah, I don't.
Because you are a night, well, wait. Nightwalker, Skinwalker, whatever.
No, those are not the same. And I'm all, I only said that so like, because where I'm at in the Southwest, Skinwalkers are very like, that is very religious too.
Oh, it's religious?
Yeah. Spiritually religious, I guess is a good way to say it, to Native Americans, like Indian Native Americans. So
people be talking about them on TikTok all the time.
They're gonna die then.
Well, everybody talks about how they have pets like that, and I'm like,
pets that,
not like you have to see it. We're like, oh, it sounds like, it looks like you have a blank. I'm like, that looks creepy, so I'm not gonna entertain this.
That's,
I'm worried,
not what it is though.
That's what people want. I'm just telling you what I'm just telling you what the
don't
kids.
Don't show me, because it's gonna piss me off. It's gonna make me mad.
I'm just telling you what's on the streets of TikTok that pop up.
No,
that try to scare me.
That's not what they are, though. They probably, the scare aspect is probably working, because that they are scary. They say, like, even just mentioning it, like we just did, you'll be stalked by them now. So,
oh.
Like, you don't talk about them.
I mean, they won't stop they on there.
Anyway, Skinwalker, Nightwalker, not the same thing.
No, they're not the same, but something creepy is happening.
It is, because in the music video, it was always like they would show the clock hit midnight, and then he would, like, everything would just go
crazy.
He
is a Nightwalker, and he's a beautiful monster.
She didn't pull it out, all the lyrics.
I am, but it was so, like, such a, it's a deep song, and it's so moody. I love it, from the dancing to the lyrics to the music.
I just love that it's very, like, very, I wanna, is, like, 10 soloist, but I would say he's in NCT, but he's definitely, I would say, more of like an active member in Wavy. And I can feel the Wavy like esqueness to this song. But then there's also the SM like theatrics, if this makes any sense at all. I just love that it felt like very like dramatic. It
felt like a movie.
It did. And that was one other thing. Like,
scared.
I actually enjoyed watching the music video, because I was like, what is happening? What is going on?
The white guy was so smart for running away in that garage.
Right.
Because I would have ran away too.
He was like, bye.
He was like, bye. I'm not about to entertain this. He saw me sleeping, doing my job. Like, I'm not doing anything else. Ten can dance. Like, for them to be able to do a choreography like this, it's just very fitting for Tins.
It is. And he's a great dancer, like, in general. But this was very, like, I like that there was a focus on the dance as much as there was on the story of the music video.
I love it. Very artistic. That's why, that's another reason why I really like it. It's just not a, it just didn't feel like a choreography you would really see.
Yeah.
Visually, an art direction you would also not really see like that, because I felt like this was a lot darker than what we typically watch.
Yes,
he looked creepy with those no eyebrows.
The no eyebrow, that was the only thing that really bothered me, because I liked scary. Him so much.
Don't
and
look
I
at
was
me.
Like, where'd your eyebrows go?
Right. And then I just really like the choreography where he was
too.
Like controlling the dancers at the beginning, and it was great.
And it was a very like dynamic choreography too.
Mm-hmm.
There were just portions of it where like he was like the puppeteer, like the leader, and it was just really cool to see.
This is an example of dancing with the music.
Yes. But he is that style of dancer too. Like, he is a I would say, very well-trained dancer.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked the song, too. I'm always here for dark concepts.
It's a good switch.
It's a good switch up. And it has the SM theatrics, like I said, so it just feels very, like, fun for me to listen to, because that's stuff that I like. And then I would just say that it also, as much as it has all of these aspects, he still kept it very, like, mainstream pop. There are certain portions of the song that really can appeal to, like, general public or people that aren't familiar with NCT and how weird they can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked this comeback. Or I guess this is his solo debut, technically.
Yeah, I definitely liked this, even when it comes to the song itself.
This music video, though, is definitely one that...
Don't watch it if you are prone to seizures.
Oh, yes. That is
There's
what's
a
good,
lot
yes.
of disorienting lighting. That is the only thing I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, that was one that was hard to...
Like, oh my... Ugh. Scary. There are a lot of scary parts. And I guess the flashing lights was one of them for me. So don't do it. You're just going to listen to the song.
That is, yeah, that is one thing that I forgot about. Yeah, that has, yeah, seizure warning. But otherwise, it was great. I love it.
Can't wait for you to put out another one. Don't know where it's going to take us, but I'm ready for it. We're going to go into another dark concept with Blackout.
Like, this was like dark, but sexy, though.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still dark. But
it was giving Van Helsing.
Yes, but I was like, ooh, I'm here for this.
Sensual. I don't know what it is with people and vampires, because this is like the second one this month.
Shh, don't complain. We like vampires.
Vampires in the springtime.
Shh, don't complain. We love it. Crazy. I love it. Give what it to me all year long. I don't care. Don't listen to the SPF.
The SPF is allowing you all to be out during this time.
During this time. Don't listen to Lacey.
I just have questions.
Don't listen to Lacey. Come out anytime. So this artist, his name is Yang Donghua. The song is Blackout. I believe, if I remember correctly, he used to be part of IST Entertainment, who homes the boys. He was originally in the debut lineup of ATBO, their like other boy group, but there were some allegations against him regarding school violence, and so he left. But now he has made his solo debut.
Were they false?
I don't know. I don't know him well enough, and I don't know that the internet knows him well enough to find out answers, to be honest.
Well, I hope it's not real.
I do too, because this solo debut, I was like, I am seated.
Yeah, because it's good, but it was really good. Stand you if I find out you're not that great.
Yeah,
but I'm under the assumption that you are. That was not true. This is very much a song I would play.
I know. That's why I had troubles with the New Music Friday, the one week where I was trying to choose, and I sent this to you because I was like, ooh, Lacey would like this song. I really like this song. I just love all of the aspects of it.
It's a very simplistic video, I will say. It's not a lot that's happening, but it's enough.
It's enough, definitely. And there's enough of like a... Not really a storyline, but like there's something to follow that keeps you engaged in the music video. And like Lacey and I have said it a lot, we miss stories in music videos, or we at least miss like watching something and being like engaged with watching it. I don't always just want to watch people dance. Like I want to see
a storyline
or see something happening. And there was definitely something happening here that it's kind of like, are you a vampire? Like, what is happening?
This dude is a vampire. I don't know what else to tell you. Lacey, why is he a vampire? It's Van Helsing. It's because he had the hat and his chest was out. I was done. That's all I needed. That is all I needed to know. I watched the anime. I didn't watch the movie, but like, why would you? Maybe she's a vampire.
I was gonna say that's what I was gonna say.
Because he maybe he's hunting her,
or he got turned by her. Because at the
maybe
end,
he just loves
he
her.
He seemed to be going through it.
Maybe she's tempting him.
She's tempting him.
I mean, he woke up in the tub, so something happened, and he was struggling.
That's why I was saying he's definitely going through it, but I think she was the vampire to start with. That's my theory. If it's even vampire.
Maybe he's just a vampire hunter.
We don't know.
Maybe we'll get more.
I hope we get more.
Maybe we'll get a part two. Part two. I think we just need a continuation to figure out what's going on.
What the heck is happening? I liked the song, though. Especially around like the 2:30-ish minute mark, it picks up into like a funky.
Yeah. It's the funkiness and the guitar.
And the guitar, yeah.
It's that guitar when you know how to do it right.
He has that nice, smooth voice for this. And I would say it's like a mix of, I don't know, there's some R&B aspects to it that I'm just kind of like, this just feels really smooth to listen to. And his voice.
It's in there.
It's in there.
It's definitely a lot more soulful.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. I don't know.
So enjoyed it.
His voice, though, and that was one thing that I really...
Very smooth.
Yeah, the smoothness. And that was one thing. Like, I liked the song, but he had the voice for this song. Like, mm-hmm. Whoever composed this, put it together. If he...
You did that.
Yeah. Especially if he was, like, the... Who you were doing it for. Or otherwise, if the company, like... bought the song. I don't know. He is under Sony Music Korea, though. Sony Music is pretty good.
What does it mean by arranged? What do y'all mean by that? What does arranged mean when you're working in music? Produced? But he's really involved with really involved with Blackout.
A musical adaptation of an existing composition. So they took an existing composed song.
Which is what everybody does now, and remixed it. Okay.
It worked, though.
It worked. Because he helped arrange it, he helped compose it, and then he did also helped with lyrics, or did lyrics.
Then he definitely knew what he wanted from himself, and I think that's great.
That is great. All right.
Solid.
You have to listen to the album.
There's only two songs.
I literally
was so excited. I was like, I love this. And I went to Spotify immediately and there's only two songs. I was like, are you kidding me?
Were they good though?
They were both good.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
They were at least both good.
Like when you got three songs on an album, EP, whatever. About to be the best songs I've
ever
heard.
So upset though. I was like, I'm ready. And then I get there and there's only two. And I was like, gosh dang it.
Let's hope he actually puts out an album.
I hope so. I hope we see more of him because this was a solid debut. But yeah, like really I said, good. He is from Sony Music Korea, so that is already a telltale sign that he's in good hands, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Music is pretty good. That's it, though. Check out Yang Dong Hwa.
Yeah. A lot of people were like, everybody should like the track.
I think so.
If I like it, and Raina likes it.
Everybody will like it.
Everybody should like it.
Okay. Next on the list is a group that I have missed so dearly. It's been 2 years. They enlisted, and now they're back. And they had a comeback, and they didn't wait for one of their members, but it's okay.
They got to show that they're still active.
That's what I think it was, but unfortunately, the member that they conveniently forgot is my bias, so I was like, dang it. It's Ace, for those of you who don't know, with My Girl. They just had their comeback, and... Quick shout out to my friend Sonia. She made the music video.
Yeah, that's a small world.
A very tiny world. So for those of you who don't know, which I would hope people know by now because it's been all over Twitter, Ace filmed this music video with their fan base Choice. They literally, you didn't have to buy anything. They literally just sent out a notice on the fan cafe and they were like, sign up. Maybe you'll get chosen. And she got chosen. And so her and other choice got to spend like a week or two with them at 1 Million Dance Studio learning the choreography from the members.
I hope she had a good time.
She had a blast. She was sending me updates. And
did she take selfies with them?
No.
Ugh.
No. There was probably an NDA or something that she had to sign, I'm guessing.
Did they take a group picture together?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, though, that Ace posted on their Instagram. And I was like, investigator. I was like, I see Sonia. Look at my look at my child. She's back there.
That's really cool.
It was. It's very cool. And a lot of people were, they're gaining attention for it. A lot of people are like, whoa.
Yeah, because you watch it and you're just like, it's just normal people here. This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not and in a bad way. I was just like, these are normal
looking people.
These aren't like a diverse group of models. Mm-hmm. These are just
normal people.
Normal, diverse people.
And the irony is they're actually very normal people.
And I like it.
I love it too.
This is a song. This is a spring / summer song.
It definitely is.
Because I really like, I like the song, guys. I like it.
She did. I was surprised. I was like, whoa.
Really? What?
Yeah. I was, because I don't know. I thought it might be too slow. Because others, I feel like other songs in this like kind of just feeling that I've recommended, you've been like, nah.
You gotta think like, because you, I mean, you don't really like slow songs either, but you didn't like any of the EXO songs, but they're the, you like, you didn't like the slow one they did, but I liked it.
Yeah, no, that, because that was like slow ballad.
But I like, I think what makes this one stand out to me is because of their vocals, and they have some acoustic tunes in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just doing it for me. That maybe I'm fair. Just in the springtime mood, and it's just like it just came at the right time.
This did come at the perfect time. It's a great song to kind of transition into. It's very refreshing.
Yeah. This is a song where if it comes on, I would let it play.
I mean, I was going to say, initially, I didn't like the song a whole lot, but it's definitely grown on me since first listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like it. It's definitely refreshing. Wow, I can't speak. It's very refreshing. It's easy to listen to. And like you said, it just came at the perfect time. Like it puts you in the mood for just spring. Yeah, it was just a pleasant listen. I don't really have any complaints about the song. I didn't like it initially just because I'm so used to them doing like experimental concepts. And so I was like, Ace is back, and I shouldn't have like expected that of them since they just came back from military enlistment. Like they have to get back into just the general public and like the fans, like just saying like, hey, we're here. So I think that was on me for being like, Ace is back, they're gonna do something crazy, and then they didn't, but they did something funny and hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Knowing they're definitely one of my top groups, like they're up there with Monsta X and Gravity. Mm-hmm. And so like knowing their personalities, the music video, I had a blast watching the music video. They were just ridiculous.
And it's a good silly video. That's another reason why I liked it.
It is very they are goofballs. And it is a very silly music video. And I love the end where they're like flying with the wings.
And then they start messing up and the fans are like, I don't know about this. You guys actually look kind of dorky. I like it. I think it's the guitar. I think it's a acoustic upbeat guitar where I'm just like, it's hitting something. And it's so airy. It's like a little bit airy and upbeat.
Yeah, no, it definitely, it's upbeat. It's like it's just a good spring song.
Yeah,
it's pleasant, it's easy on the ears, it has the airy qualities, it's upbeat, their vocals are great, and it has like that kind of like you tap just want to tap your toe, tap your foot to it. Like it has that like steady kind of beat and percussion to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's well composed and it's definitely grown on me. I like it.
Good job, Ace.
Yes, I'm so glad you're back. I miss you, Chan, though, but I'm so glad you're back. They're hilarious. I'm excited for them to. I know they just had like this comeback, but I'm excited for them to have like another comeback with all five members. Mm-hmm. But I think this was a good just like reintroduction into themselves.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. Because they've gotten a lot of attention on Twitter.
That's good.
So that is good. And it was a good song. Good start to spring.
It is. We have two more left. And Taeyong is on the list with Tap. And I don't know what's in his music. I was talking to Rain about this earlier. And I don't know if it's just because he's just talent. He already has a talent. Maybe he's just super talented. But there's something about his songs I like, but they're so quirky.
They're super quirky.
For a rap track. Maybe it's just really refreshing to hear rap tracks. Like Taeyong's, because they're so unique. Or do I like the chorus, the tap, tap, tapping on me? Not really. I don't like that part, but I didn't really like the other one either, and it grew on me.
The funniest part about you saying that is, what was his other song that we talked about where we were?
Because I don't think I liked it. I didn't think I liked the other one he did.
I remember I didn't. I didn't like the song Sha La La.
Oh, that one actually grew on me faster than I thought it was.
That one grew on me, but I still don't like love it. But I love that music video, which we discussed. Tap, though, I love this. I don't know what it's just like Lazy said, it's quirky. And
I did like Sha La La better. That chorus is better.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. We got the bounce. Wow, 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 wow.
I don't like it. I
like it.
I like this
Maybe
one.
It's the bass. It's just,
what he was like saucing on me.
I just, but it doesn't make it any difference because he's doing the same thing here. You know what I mean? It's the same type of, here's this annoying line.
I know.
But I'm making it work for some reason. Work.
Yes.
It's going to grow on me. I could tell.
It probably will, because like Sha La La grew on me too.
It grew on me too. And Taeyong, I was like, I'm not gonna listen to this.
Taeyong just has a very specific and like unique way with his delivery that weird songs like this fit him and his personality, and like maybe not even his personality, because he's usually a lot quieter when you watch like NCT videos, but like the persona he has on stage. It fits. And so weird songs like this, it's just like, what's Taeyong releasing now? Like, I never expect something quote normal from him. But I love this. Even the tap. I thought I wasn't going to when the chorus started, but then the song kept continuing and I was like, this is gonna be stuck in my head.
Maybe that's part of the reason why I don't like some lyrics, because they're just so easy to get stuck in your head. I will say I love Dango just as much as Taeyong loves Dango. I mean, I get it. I also want the Dango. But he's just really talented.
He's super
and I
talented.
I like that he's able to make songs that sound like this and make it work, because I just can't imagine anyone else doing this.
No, and making
I
it
literally
work.
Cannot think of anyone else where I'm like, it could work. No.
Nope. It has to be him. It has to be his voice. Mm-hmm.
Which is great, because you have to have a look and feel in sound to be able to do whatever you want in sound, basically, because there's so much you can do with what you have going on. It's really fun.
It is. I agree. He just fits this whole, like...
This whole
aesthetic, whatever.
As long as you love it, that's my only thing. If you love it, that's even more perfect.
I love it. Like
I didn't really like it.
the tap part, I wasn't sure. And then the rest of the song continued. And I was like I said, this is going to be stuck in my head. But there's just so many different aspects of the song outside of the chorus that I'm like, this is so great. And he's just so like I said, there's just something about his delivery and the way that
he raps
that it really sucks you in. It just shows how multifaceted he is as an artist and how eccentric he can be as well, but it makes it fun because it's like him doing it.
Because I liked his last album. I liked every song.
Did you? I didn't listen to the whole album.
It's like, if you don't like this song, I don't think you're gonna like the album. Not this one. I'll say from like when he released Shalala.
That's why I think I didn't listen to the album, because at that point, because
if you didn't like Shalala, but it point, sounds Shalala, similar to this one. It's like a theme of whatever this is, because you could put this track on the Shalala album and be like, this is the same album.
It's Taeyong pop.
I hope you all can find a track you like if you don't like this one. But it's a very, I just don't know. Maybe it's the, I don't know if it's 90s, 80s. I don't know what it is. That's just, there's a hint of past in his tracks that keeps me here. That makes it interesting. But if it's anything like his last album, if you like this song, you're going to like the album.
That's good to know. Yeah, because I think the reason I didn't listen to his last album is because I couldn't. At that point, Shalala hadn't grown on me, and so I was like, I'm not.
You should try giving it a listen.
I'll probably go back and listen to it. But Tap, I really like it. It gets stuck in your head, and it's so fun. And it's very colorful, and the, like, drum poppy sound. Mm-hmm. I always like weird. If it's done right, I like weird sounds like that, where it's like the poppiness to it. And I don't mean like pop as in the genre. There's literally like a bubble popping of sound in this song that I'm like, that is so strange, but it works so well here.
And I'm glad a lot of groups don't do that, though, because that would get them on nerves.
Same, but we have had more traditional K-pop groups and not like soloists do sounds like that, where I'm like, that is so cool. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, if it's done correctly, I'm like, that's really great. And I think Taeyong did it correctly, obviously.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear more and see more, because your videos are always really fun to watch.
His are. It's literally like, what's Taeyong gonna do next?
Did you have fun? I would have fun all the time.
I want to know if he had fun in the tub, the sauna tub where he was like swimming.
Yeah,
and he was just
I was like, that's me coded. That's something I would do too.
He was just like paddling, and his head was going back and forth.
That's why nobody was in there. Because what are you doing?
Like, how many takes did that take?
Being annoying in a public bath.
It was so funny and cute.
You got this man kicking in this tub where I'm trying to just bathe.
Just trying to bathe.
I would do that too. I want to do that so bad. It's like a pool.
That's it for Taeyong. Got any more?
Okay. No.
Well, next and last on the list is somebody that Lizzie just randomly sent to me. I've never heard of this person before.
Me neither. Wait, before I lie, actually, I might have a track from this artist that I just so happened to put on my Korean R&B playlist.
Ew, interesting.
Because the name doesn't look too... And I do. I actually have two tracks.
Oh.
Because he did a feature with Sid, and he did another song with Dean. So this isn't his first song with Dean.
Interesting. Well, it is the first song that I know of. He's new to me, which made this very enjoyable. But the artist is...
Tabber.
And it's Chica. Dean, and the song is Chica. And I loved it.
Obviously, I sent it because it was like, Dean.
Yeah, but
in Regine, it's like you already know this is about to be a bop. So yes. Let's see what this person is about. Yes. And obviously, I knew about I have Tabard tracks, and like knowing that I have these tracks and listening to this song. If you like this song, you're gonna really like his other music.
Okay, that's good to know because I didn't get a chance to check him out, but I put this on repeat. Like, it was just playing for a while.
I did a good job.
You did do a good job because his voice, like, just Tabber's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
You need to listen to...
I'm addicted to your voice.
You need to listen to Honey.
Honey?
You need to listen to Honey because if you like Chica, you're going to really like Honey. Okay. That's the one I play the most of from the two I have on there.
Okay, I just pulled it up in a tab as a reminder because his voice, I was like,
dude, you sound fine.
He does sound fine. I was sold. I was like, wow, your voice, going back to the smooth voice thing, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, your voice is so smooth. Just put it in like a bottle and let me like drink it down. He sounded so good.
It's and so then, like course, sensual and moody.
And like soft and just, mm-hmm. It was great.
Slightly unsettling music video because the couch ate him.
Swallowed him whole, I know.
I was so scared. Don't know how he kept a straight face for that. But he did. There is like a genre of Korean artists that sing like this. And they do a great job of doing it. And he's definitely one of them. So
he is.
If you like R&B and if you like Dean, you're going to like the song. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a song you play. The way I hear this song visually is that it's evening time, the sun is setting, and I have a glass of wine. And I have my sunset lights on. I don't have any other lights on. And I'm just chilling.
It's definitely just like a wind down kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're sitting somewhere to wind down. And like that's the kind of voice that he has to Tabber. That's why I was like, I'm addicted to your voice. It just sounds so nice to listen to. But then Dean, and like I texted Lazy this too. Dean just knows the style of music that he wants to feature on. And I love that for him because as soon as Dean came up in the song, I was like, wow, this is perfect. He just,
because he adds such a nice, he just adds a nice something, a nice element to any song that he features in. And I like it with Tabber because it flows so well together. And I don't know if you can hear it musically, but Dean has a sound that I can't really pinpoint what specific sound it is. But when Dean starts featuring on this track, you can hear the song transform into something that's more Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very subtle. So maybe you have to listen to it with headphones. But it's something I caught on to. And then it like flows together to him and Tabber for the rest of the track.
That's what I was going to say, too. And one thing that I really enjoyed about it, too, is because Dean has a higher pitched voice. But then, like you said, you see it flow into something different and you hear Tabber pick up that higher pitch as well. And it was just really like, it just added like a different element to the song.
Mm-hmm. And obviously they work well together because he's on another song. They do another song. Honey is the other one.
I'll have to listen to it.
He is somebody that it's just like, why do you keep dropping these EPs? And then it's an album and it's not long enough either. So like, just another R&B artist where you are begging for more.
I could see that. Because the song, I was like, wow, it's so good.
I just need... I want more Korean R&B artists to really get more light because they're just always so freaking talented. And it's such a vibe. They've hit the nail on the head every time when you come across, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what that formula is. but they do a great job. Whenever I do explore on Spotify and I click the, what is it, trend chill K-pop or whatever their R&B ones, I just press shuffle on, I always find a bunch of tracks where I discover new artists, and he's one of the ones I would consider new.
Nice.
So glad you liked it.
I loved it. It was great. Everybody else should go listen to it as well because it was really good.
It's a music video wise, it's not much of anything. It's just nice to see them, and especially Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Considering you don't really
see him.
I don't know. You don't really see him. But you, it's nice to see him. Like, you see Dean in this video. As most will probably ever see him, unless he decides to do a brighter music video for himself. But hope Tyreek slowly gets more recognition. There's always nice R&B artists where it's like, I wish y'all had millions of views too. It's not enough. Everybody look at this. It is what it is. It's South Korea. Like, K-pop already isn't, like, it's K-pop.
Mm-hmm. Someday, hopefully.
One day.
We'll get
I'm so
there.
Begging for that with Korean hip-hop, because I don't know where that's going. In other news, I hope you enjoyed the comeback list.
Yes, and let us know if any of your favorites made the list. Otherwise,
Twice is not on here. I'm sorry. It's okay.
We actually did get rid of quite a few artists. Shout out to Twice, Tribe, although I think they say it Tribe.
I don't know.
Who else was there? Yeogyeom from GOT7 was on.
And his song was nice. I did like his song.
His was nice. I forget. But those are just a few honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. That I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, Le Sserafim as well.
Oh yeah, Le Sserafim was on there.
So yeah, that's it. That's all I can think of. Shout out,
follow us, rate us, Bingo Choom K-pop tunes, Twitter, Instagram, potentially one day TikTok.
Maybe
give us a rating. Let us know what you think.
Maybe back to YouTube one day as well.
Yeah.
But let us give us a rating, let us know what you think, and then let us know what your favorite comeback for the month of February was. And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.